Scientists working on an experiment to develop 25 nesting pairs of migrating whooping cranes in the eastern U.S. were both pleased and saddened this week. The good news is that two young birds from the experiment mated, and the female laid the experiment's first egg at the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. The bad news is that the egg was later destroyed, probably by a predator. Michael Putnam of the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo has been helping raise cranes in captivity. He says one obstacle to a successful hatching of crane eggs in the wild may be inexperienced parents.
Once they do produce a fertile egg, then the birds have to exhibit the right behaviors to tend the nest, incubate, and we've found that some of our birds, the females might be very good incubators at the beginning, but it may take the male a year or two to catch on that he's supposed to take a turn sitting on the egg.
Putnam says other difficulties may be cranes that are not able to produce fertile eggs, and the ongoing battle with predators that would enjoy a crane egg that might weigh 200 grams.
Eggs are a very nutritious little package that lots of animals would like to eat, and good experienced pairs of cranes are very adept at defending the nest from a wide variety of predators, but an untended egg is a tasty morsel for all sorts of things.
Predators include crows, skunks, raccoons, and coyotes. Putnam says the crane couple that produced the egg could return to the nest and try again, or there are several other cranes that are pairing off and building nests. Cranes in captivity have laid eggs as late as early June. Young whoopers making whoopee in the wilds of Wisconsin may set their own schedule. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.